Monday, July the 14th, 1997.
Are you meeting with my friend?
Yes, thank you. As well as I can be. I know I've been receiving a lot of help.
We are not a whole for the present this time. So I will leave what was intended this time.
That's a pity. Never mind, we quite understand.
We'll see. Conditions are what this time. And I would like the opportunity to work quietly with this one.
I see. Question they would like to ask. No?
Yes, I have one. I wonder if it would be good to direct an answer to the population of the world as a whole in respect of the hopes for humanity over the, in the coming years, through the period of change, if we might hope to, our reasonable hope might be to increase in our capacity to love, increase our awareness, increase in knowledge, would you care to say something about our hopes in general in the coming years?
Yes, my friend. Why should you confine your hopes, your wishes to the population of this planet? My wish for you would be that you could become more aware, more universally aware, cosmically aware, rather than stay within the confines of the earthly population. You have within each one of you the ability to hope, desire, and to receive all that is available to you. So, if your hopes and desires are to include all of the population of the earth, there is nothing that can stop you. Do you understand this, my friend?
Yes,
all of you have the ability within to reach out for all that is available. You see, dear friends, you do so limit yourselves. You limit your abilities. You are, after all, and again, I do not ask forgiveness in repeating that you are virtue. And therefore, you belong to much wider energies than that within this planet. I hope you understand, and that each one of you thinks about this a little more deeply than you have up until this present moment in time.
Yes, yes, our Father, our spirituality goes beyond the planet.
Of course. Do not confine yourselves, my friend. You do yourselves an injustice. You have much to give. All of you are imbued with that love energy, of which you come to give to others so freely, but which you should be using in a more expansive way. I hope you all understand my words.
Yes, we do. Yes, I might add to that, George, I began a long time ago to try and train myself to think universally and not internationally. And unfortunately, we often minimize the word universal and apply it to international. Our concept of universality is of the planet. Quite often, you follow, we have got to regard it as universally being of the universe. It's been a much misused word, unfortunately.
I want you, dear friends, to be children of the cosmos, because that is what you are. I would wish that you can grow enough whilst we are together to realize that what you are and what you have been is spirit, which has been confined to one planet in this lifetime. We have spoken much about this, but now the time is coming when all of your population, all peoples, no matter what color, what race, what religion, all will come to the realization that we belong to the much wider scheme of life, of living, of love, of that eternal energy to which we all belong. No.
Thank you very much indeed.
I say to you all, my dear friends, each day you grow in strength. Each day you grow in love. Each day you come closer to knowing yourself. In saying these words, I truly feel the love which comes from each one of you. We have grown much, my friends, and we have much to do. But each time I speak to you, I take with me that element of your love, which is indeed eternal. I thank you once more for your patience in listening to me.
Thank you for being with us.
No. I ask that I be given time with this one.
Yes, certainly. Thank you again. God be with you. Good evening to you.
How are you?
We are very well, thank you, and we hope you are too.
I know it seems to be how is you.
It's very nice to have you with us again. It is a long time since you were here.
You recognize me this time?
Yes, I do indeed. I'd be very happy to have you with us once more. Am I right in thinking that you would wish to speak to everybody individually?
Still as wise as ever, dear friend. Yes, I would like to speak.
Would you like them to come to you, or would you prefer to go to them? It'll save power if they come to you.
Then if that is acceptable, I will stay in my seat.
Yes, you stay there. Start with you, Lillian. I've got a cushion there for you to kneel on. Our friends are used to people kneeling in front of.
Anything to you?
Blessings upon this one and all those of her house and family. Spend some time in quiet thought when you return to your home this time.
Yes.
Open up your channel and let someone in who will help you.
I will do that.
Remember, you are never alone.
I do try to remember.
Thank you. I wish you love and comfort.
Thank you. God bless you.
This one needs to spend more time in conversation. Too much left unsaid, which is causing slight friction here. Nothing serious, but more speech with another can only benefit her and the people with her.
Thank you.
do not keep things inside yourself so much. Release them and your love channel will be much brighter. Blessings upon you, my child. Go in peace and love. Yes, I am getting the name of Rebecca. This name will be of much importance in your life. Remember where you first heard the name, and when the time comes, all will be apparent to you. Exercise your mind a little more. It will benefit the work we wish for you to do. Love goes with you. This one must not keep torturing herself. Relax your thoughts a little more, and you will find the answers to your questions have been there all the time. It is not necessary for you to be in, what would you say, the doldrums as much as perhaps you are. Your future shines brightly before you. Keep treading your pathway, and everything will fall into place. Blessings upon you and those who love you.
Next one.
You are a much troubled and happy soul but do not burn yourself out. Take the time to meditate and let your inner voice guide you on the next steps of your life.
Right.
Try to slow things down a little more, and the benefit to you will become apparent.
Yes, okay. Okay.
You come from a much loved and close-knit family. Let them help you when it is required. Peace and love with you now and always.
Mark?
Do not keep looking backwards, my son. It is not good for you to look over your shoulder at what has been. Look forward with open and clear heart and eyes, and the benefit to your life will be great. Let someone who is close to you help you to see the benefit of my words. Bide your time, and it will become apparent to you what you are going to achieve. May light surround you and those close to you. This one has taken heed of previous words and has stopped moving around quite so fast. We are delighted that our words have been accepted. You have an enormous heart, but do not stretch yourself too thinly. You need time to recuperate sometimes from the hurly-burly of your existence. You have a child who will be of great comfort to you shortly. She is an old and venerable soul. We are taking great care of you both. You are surrounded by a wall of love. Feel it and know it cannot be broken down. This one is a wise owl. Greatly read and learned in many aspects of human life. Give to others the benefit of your knowledge. You are here at this time of life to spread the word of the Spirit. Keep a tight control of that mind of yours. It sometimes runs away a little fast. You are one of the family of which I spoke earlier. Look to each other. You will be of great help to not only yourselves, but those whose lives touch yours. Go with our grateful thanks for what we know you are about to do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I thank you, my old friend, for coming before me.
It's my pleasure to be with you again.
But I would have been happy for you to have stayed in a little more comfort.
That's kind of you. But I'm only one with the others. You should be no priority, though I appreciate your help and concern.
I know that the others will not mind my saying that they are a few spring chickens. And you, I know, will not mind me saying, are a venerable gentleman.
I thank you for the title.
We know what you do here and for others. And this time, have no words other than praise and thanks for you. All I will say is slow it down.
Mm-hmm. Right, I'll take...
You need to be razor sharp for this work, do you not?
Yes.
So, keep yourself in the peak of fitness.
I should do my best to do that.
We are with you to help you reach this goal.
Sure. Yes, I do a lot less now than I used to, physically.
We come to you in a mental state, and I know you are aware of the presence of spirit.
Yes, I am indeed, quite frequently.
In the time which is shortly to come, when we are expecting great work here, we will be visiting you on a more regular basis.
Good.
And hope to instill in your mind some of the duties which we hope you will undertake for us.
I should certainly be pleased to know of them and to do them for you. Thank you for having been with us tonight. It's been delightful again. We do appreciate it.
There are others not present this time, I believe.
That's right. There are three here who are usually here who are not tonight.
I would speak to one lady and one gentleman next time.
Thank you very much indeed. We will appreciate that, I know.
Important work coming shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Each one needs to be given guidance before it starts.
Okay. Yes, I'm sure Sandra Met will let us know and agree with that.
So, my friend, all being well, I will speak with you briefly at your next meeting.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. We look forward to it.
Providing that the power source is available and strong.
Of course. Thank you very much again. God be with you.